The Forest County Potawatomi Nation owns the land, which is supposedly the resting place of a former Potawatomi chief and his two wives, although this has never officially been confirmed. Robert Carlson is the Williams Bay administrator and treasurer. He says the village would like to make the site into a park or public space for residents and visitors.
The only problem is that it's not owned by the village, so the Potawatomi Nation would have to indemnify the village, provide some type of insurance that if someone were to hurt themselves on there, that even though we would go so far as to mow the lawn and upkeep the lot for them, they would have to provide insurance.
The Potawatomi may have the lot officially registered as a historical Indian burial site if ground-penetrating radar can confirm that the chief and his wives are actually buried there. Kelly Jackson is the Tribal Historic Preservation Officer for the Lac des Flambeaux Band. She says getting the site recognized would better preserve it as well as determine its future use.
Registration means that we are aware, we know that these exist, we are going to make decisions based on the best possible way to move forward with the construction project and try to avoid, minimize, or mitigate any effects to a burial site.
The Potawatomi Nation has not yet told Williams Bay leaders what they plan to do with the site. Repeated requests for an official comment from the Potawatomi were unsuccessful. Sean Egan, Wisconsin Public Radio.